This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
Yeah. That's your favourite subject.
What do we believe happens then after death?
Interesting.
I believe it's not necessarily God that sends us places, but actually we send ourselves places. So just to give an example, right? Heaven and hell to me, right? If you like someone, say you fancy someone, there are things you could say, there are things you could do, there are things you could give. Now, if the other person is not willing to receive those things, then it almost becomes a crime. And so they choose to not be anywhere near you. Yeah. And similarly, hell is not somewhere that God sends you out of anger. Yeah. Hell is somewhere that man chooses to go when they say, I do not want to be with God.
Hell is the natural place that fallen man has to go. It's God that saves people from hell. We're all going to hell, apart from those that
it's basically turning your back on God's light and walking into outer darkness. I mean, that's hell to me. Yeah. You either walk into, accept God's truth and walk into his light, or you turn your back on him and walk into outer darkness.
Mm. We won't go into what we mean by God's truth, but what, in essence, do you think that is, God's truth?
God's truth is Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. Yeah. Jesus Christ was God in human form. His death, his sinless death, he was born outside of the bloodline of Adam, so his blood was perfect. We're all, you know, we all come from the Adamic time when our blood is actually instilled with sin. So we are sinners not only because we commit sin, but we are sinners because we are born as sinners. We have sin in our blood. Jesus was born outside of that bloodline, and he was God that came down as human form.
So do people have to believe in that interpretation which you've just talked about?
They have to believe that Jesus was God in human form, and to accept that his death paid for their sins, and to accept as a free gift eternal life.
Okay. So they don't have to believe in the bloodline stuff then?
No, that's added to that. But that to me is just further explanation of it.
All right, okay.
That's the further explanation of it.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, I imagine that was okay, apart from the bloodline stuff.
I think it's important to try to crystallise what we mean by being a Christian, because we may have very different interpretations of that.
And absolutely,
it seems to me that the story of God through Christ needs to be told and told and told, and that it's people's hearts that God is looks to.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, it's less about interpretation of what we believe to be true about, and more about the love that in their heart through Christ that they have, and how we treat one another.
Well, that is subsequent to it. Yeah, I mean, I think the way you treat people is important. Yeah. It's not what's going to get you to heaven.
Well, that's not what Jesus said.
Well, he did. He said, you know, you believe, no one comes to the Father except through me.
He also said, you're going to need to be, I can't remember the words, but he also said you need to be, Sermon on the Mount, you need to be visiting people in prison, you need to be concerned for the poor.
Those are all good things to do, but that's not necessarily conditions. That's not what gets you to heaven. Those conditions are what you should do. Yeah. Those things you should do, not for a reward of heaven, but because they're the right things to do.
Not everyone who calls Lord, Lord will get into the kingdom.
Absolutely.
No. My theory is when God, as he says, reads your heart, sees your eye, he looks for just one thing. Is Jesus there? If so, come on in. If Jesus is not in that heart, then that is the standard, because we will not get up to God's standard. Yeah. The only way we can do is to have God actually in us. And if he does not see Christ in our hearts, then we have not reached it, no matter whether we've set up charities that have made £1 trillion for people with AIDS, whatever. If Jesus is not in the heart, then he doesn't know us. It's not about do we know him, it's actually does he know us, because we've let him get to know us. Does that make sense? Yeah. Have we allowed God to become someone that we relate to, or is he just someone that we think we know because we have done the work?
So the people who are good, honest,
this is God Talk from Saffron Planet.